بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله. After a very long journey, the caravan of light finally reaches its destination. It's related that Aba Abdullah asks, "What is the name of this land?" He is told, "Ard al-Ghadiriyah." He asks once more, "Is there another name for this land?" He is told, "Summiyat Nainawa." He asks again, "Does this land have another name?" It said, "It's called Shati' al-Furat." He asks once more, "Is there another name for this land?" It's then that he hears that name which will continue to shatter the hearts of mankind until the day of judgment. They tell him, "It's called Karbala." It's related the Imam sighed a heavy sigh and wept an intense weeping. He turned to Allah saying, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from al-karb, distress, and al-bala, calamity." It's related he then turned to his companion saying, "Stop, do not proceed further. This is the resting place of our horses. This is the land where our blood shall be shed. This is the land where our men shall meet death. This is the land where our children shall be slaughtered. This is the land where our graves shall be visited. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah." But the narration says something else also took place when this caravan reached that sacred land. It's related the Imam was sharpening his sword and reciting some verses of poetry regarding how quickly life comes to an end and how every man shall eventually meet death. But there was someone listening, someone who heard these lines and understood what they meant. It's related that Aqilatu Bani Hashim, Lady Zainab al-Kubra, heard her brother uttering these verses. She cried out, "Oh brother, this is the statement of someone who is certain of dying." He said, "Yes, O sister." She cried out and she wailed. The women began weeping and beating their faces. What did the Imam do? It's related he went to them and said, "O Zainab, O Kulthum, O Fatima, O Rabah, ensure that after my death you don't scratch your faces and don't say anything, don't utter any statement that is against your honor and nobility. Be patient." Why is the Imam telling the women of his household to be patient? Maybe because he knows that it is these same ladies who will carry the soul of Karbala, not only on a journey from Karbala to Kufa, from Kufa to Sham, and from Sham to Medina, but on a journey of over 1,000 years for the generations to come. Yes, it will be these same ladies who keep Karbala alive and carry the spirit of Karbala for the entire world. La ilaha illallah, but allow me to say that. Imagine that day when this caravan reaches Karbala. Lady Zainab alayhi salam is present. Her brothers Abu Abdullah and Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas are present. Ali al-Akbar is present. Qasim is present. The ladies are treated with honor. Their beloved ones are surrounding them. But la ilaha illallah, ya. On the eve of Ashura, ya, when these same noble ladies are leaving Karbala, the situation is very different. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas to escort them. There's no Ali al-Akbar to protect them. On the right is Shimr ibn Dil-Jawshan. On the left is Sinan ibn Anas. And on the spears are the heads of Abu Abdullah and his household. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله ورحمة الله وبركاته.